it's Mickey Dolenz here. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
One thing I didn't tell you is, you know, early in the morning,
raw oysters in Pensacola.
Look who's talking.
You could add some olive oil on top of that. That's the way it was. And people didn't call the police on you if you beat somebody's ass for doing something stupid.
Yeah, that's the only part of the program he listens to.
Had to get the negative of the robbery picture treaty held over him.
By doing those Richie Rich comics with this kid just like throwing his old money away because it's dirty.
We'll get to that in a moment, but who knows how much difference there is between the two, dreams and reality.
Made in Germany.
Smells. Best smells.
It's fun and easy to learn.
Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, and Batman.
That is appropriate.
I haven't set any New Year's resolutions, so...
Well, it serves that guy right.
If anyone out there knows anything about material that was not designed for dishwashers. For fun.
The more I think of it, the more you could put my leg in the tea kettle.
Where will we put it?
Now, wait, honey, you're not supposed to get excited.
He said he sneezed 3 or 4 times in succession at the dinner table this noon.
Oh, horrible.
Clark could be Superman.
And there is this kind of psychedelic, cosmic, hippie vibe, druggy hippie vibe.
You'd want to kiss the ceiling, kiss the sky.
Your alarm clock will go off.
Now that's another subcategory.
Chesterfield's for me.
I mean, for what it is, it's pretty good. Seemed like a good idea, but the company that ran it was really kind of dysfunctional as far as I could tell, and kind of ruined the whole thing.
How do you do?
Oh, well, we're listening.
Why pay more?
No, thanks.
The oddest job I ever got paid for was I had to wear a t-shirt.
I could be building. I could make PQ a sweater.
The day is now passed as peaceably as before.
Be sure all cigarettes are out before discarding them.
Yeah.
Don't talk. He's asleep.
How do you like being at a marine station?
Frightening.
And then yesterday on the bus, there was no traffic, but it was like 100 degrees on the bus.
You put it together.
Like this crazy, mentally deficient. Actually, it looked like a character that was like mentally deficient.
Snacks from the past.
I'll be very affectionate.
I just want to be in your...
News.
This is Blythe Baines, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Hello there. Oh man, we had such an awesome day today at the Strawberry Festival in Oxnard with Yachtly Crew. It was an all-ages show, which is a rarity. I love it when it's an all-ages show because then the parents can bring their kids and the kids can dance, and you know, it's fun to surf that. And plus, it's great because Paulie, his wife, gets to bring the kids, and it was great because during not Baby Come Back. It was somebody's baby. He brought his little kid up on stage. Oh man, so cool. So great to see that stuff. So important when an artistic product that you're working on is filled with experimentation and allowance of the members of that team stretching their talents, stretching their experiments, and that was so cool. The first time we had a baby up on stage. So tomorrow, May 21st, Inspirato Projecto will be in the K-Chung 1630 AM studios, Chinatown, Los Angeles. You can tune in 1 to 2 p.m. PST. That is Pacific Standard Time, from what they tell me, from what I've heard, from what I've read. Hearsay, grapevine, and otherwise. Tune in tomorrow, if you'd like. Some of you have 9-to-5 jobs, cubicles. Why not tune in? KChungRadio.org. That is the stash. That is the official stash. It'll be going on the radio. And also, it'll be saved, the files. My mission, please remind me, my mission, I'm bringing this. You hear this? So that flash drive right there, that says 8 gigabyte. So that would be awesome. So that would be awesome if that was enough to hold all the past Inspirato Projecto shows. That's assuming that the computer there has all those Inspirato Projecto shows. I'd like to take all those and then slowly, once a week, on the weeks that I don't have shows, you know, just put those out there and whatnot, and the links to the blog page, so folks can see the original photos and whatnot. It's pretty cool to be back at, I think we got back very early tonight. I think it was, might have still been light out. So that was a surprise. That's a rarity with these Yachtly Crew shows. Usually we're coming home. The sound of the crow. So tune in, K-Chung Radio. Once again, email inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com if you want to hear your inclusions. We heard another man behind the machine. That was Wordland. My faux pas. That was Wordland. The title of that one is called He's Asleep. Also, I played a little uke there. I titled it Thespian's Rooftop Lament. And then, and of course, Mickey Dolenz giving us his personal recommendation. Blythe Baines will be coming up in a second. Now, my attempt is to get this finished. Right now it's 10:25 p.m. My attempt is to get this finished before tomorrow's broadcast. Why? Why the rush? Oh, because I'm saying tomorrow right now. That's the main reason. It doesn't have to be the main one. It could just be one of the many. So, who knows what's next? Turn on, tune in, drop out. InspiratoProjecto@gmail.com. Now a reading of The Doubtful Guest by Edward Gorey. When they answered the bell on that wild winter night, there was no one expected and no one in sight. Then they saw something standing on top of an urn, whose peculiar appearance gave them quite a turn. All at once it leapt down and ran into the hall, where it chose to remain with its nose to the wall. It was seemingly deaf to whatever they said, so at least they stopped screaming and went off to bed. It joined them at breakfast and presently ate all the syrup and toast and part of a plate. It wrenched off the horn from the new gramophone and could not be persuaded to leave it alone. It betrayed a great liking for peering up flues and for peeling the soles of its white canvas shoes. At times it would tear out whole chapters from books or put roomfuls of pictures askew on their hooks. Every Sunday it brooded and lay on the floor inconveniently close to the drawing-room door. Now and then it would vanish for hours from the scene, but alas, be discovered inside a tureen. It was subject to fits of bewildering wrath, during which it would hide all the towels from the bath. In the night, through the house, it would aimlessly creep, in spite of the fact of its being asleep. It would carry off objects of which it grew fond and protect them by dropping them into the pond. It came 17 years ago, and to this day, it has shown no intention of going away. John Garside, which once that is done being processed, I will upload it. We're on the subway right now, so we don't have any service. On our way to K-Chung Radio, 1630 AM. If you're near a radio dial, tune in to 1630 AM if you live in Chinatown. Also, if you happen to be on the internet, look up kchungradio.org and you can actually hear it happen in real time there. We just had a wonderful conversation with John Garside from Forgotten Tales, who has been sending in a lot of fun little giblets here and there. I'll upload that. I'll upload this first and then I'll upload that. It's just so great to collaborate with people who are just that yes and mentality. Analytics, criticisms, all that stuff, like that has its own place for its own particular time. Wow. you're creating, just get ugly, get sloppy, get crazy. Scribble, doodle, it's doodling. Art is doodling. You know, there some folks might be wondering, oh, what's the special formula? Let's say, for instance, if you're a painter, what's the special formula? Why is that person getting so many eyes on their stuff? And, oh my gosh, that's masterful. Why is it masterful? My theory is that the person was so enthralled with giving life to a vision, to an imagination. They're so enthralled with it that's what they did. That's why they wanted to bring it to life. Did it come from critiquing or overanalyzation? I don't know. But I can definitely tell when I see something and I get a vibe or I hear something that's forced, there's a forced feeling to it. That's not very fun. I don't think any child appreciates being forced to do something. Strict regime. Kids don't care about politics. Kids don't care about the news. Stop telling them the news. Stop involving them in the politics. Can we just try that? Can we just try growing their imagination more and more and more and more and more and more? Just keep growing that, growing their assuredness that they're actually manifesting their reality? That they're living their own personal chosen reality experience? That their imagination is just as available to everyone and anyone out there? The most well-spoken person. For instance. They might not have that full abandonment that they might once used to have. Because they've allowed themselves to get jaded through the years. They're better at telling people what they should have done, what to do, what not to do. They're better at that than just simply leaning into creating their own thing. A lot of times the biggest critics are the ones who feel worst about themselves for all the missed opportunities and not saying yes more often. They don't realize it, but that's what's going on down there. That's what's happening. Ultimately, we all just want to feel carefree again. This is why people get so excited about vacations. They get so excited about the weekend. So they can, quote, let loose, unquote. They can get away from the strict rules and regulations. It's right there. Nobody likes that. Nobody innately wants to do that. We all want to play in our chosen areas of interest. There'd be enough abundance for everybody. There is already enough abundance for everybody. It's realizing it, accessing it, being available to it, allowing it to flow in, giving it a voice, giving it a chance. Giving it elbow room to stretch out in a dance floor where there's enough room for everyone and no one, you know, everyone can dance just as freely as they want to dance. It's long become this big mantra, work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard, work hard, we respect you, work hard, work hard, we respect you, work hard, work hard. A lot of times growing up I heard that was like one of the main things, oh he's a good man, he's, you know, he works hard. He works hard. And then you respect them for working hard. You respect them for putting aside their dreams and taking on the role of a character that is confined to live in a cage. We celebrate that, right? Congratulations, 50 years of working hard. Now you're retired. You worked really hard. You worked really hard. I respect that. You somehow were in this pressure cooker for all that time without freaking out, without losing your mind. I applaud you for that. He works hard. I applaud you for that. And then we turn around and we go watch a movie. We turn around and pick up, listen to someone who makes beautiful music. Those people are playing hard. The art of playfulness really deserves. That's the next thing I think that we'll start seeing in the ads, we'll start seeing in the billboards. All these concepts that have been talked about, whether I've publicly made them available or whether they're saved on hard drives, these hunches, these intuitions that I've had about at least how my reality experience is unfolding. Even if I'm the only one who sees it, even if I'm the only one who sees the patterns, they're my patterns, they're not anyone else's. Unless, of course, they choose to see that reality of such. Because a lot of these people are included in the patterns. I'll tell you, I know how excited I get, how much of a big kick I get. I'm coming across an epiphany, a startling revelation. I mean, that was just crazy. How crazy is that? Yesterday, we played the Kato stage. Gally Crew played the Kato stage. And we just saw Kato Kaelin in freaking Santa Monica. I mean, It's amazing. It's astounding. This is the point where C-3PO would enter the conversation and say, oh, the odds of that are, very simple. I mean, which is fine. That's fine. C-3PO does not have to be mystified by my revelations and the synchronicities that fill me with so much joy. It's not C-3PO's place to feel that. He's got his own stuff going on. He's just wired that way to give those things. What's unnerving and something I must get much better at is, you know, I can allow for some people to be rude or obnoxious. Every once in a while I'll say stuff. But I can tolerate that stuff. Right? And I go, okay, that's their reality. That's how they are. That's how they're relating to themselves. Them snapping at me was not them snapping at me. There's something else they're covering up. There's something else going on in there that relates directly to them. So, you know, I'll let people have their theories, their beliefs, their opinions. What is unnerving is when you're in that mindset of going, okay, well then, I've allowed this for them. Certainly, I'm under this mindset that, and it's an all-for-one and one-for-all kind of ensemble teamwork thing. Certainly, they would allow for this expression. Something positive, something optimistic, something filled with excitement, with wonder, with awe. And when you point it out, and you're like, wow. And then they give you the facts and figures. Or they put their own limited beliefs. They try to stop you from going. It's like, look, I will let you be in your limited beliefs. Just don't, like, thanks for making me aware of things. I appreciate that. Thanks for making me aware of things. Those are great. Now, and I was going to say, but don't get bent out of shape if I'm going to express myself by, let's say, doing a different accent, a different voice, or pointing out a synchronicity, or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, enough of that razzmatazz. The main point here is, folks, follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your intuition, magical things are constantly sprouting up, constantly excited about you noticing them. They're there waiting. They're there, whether you see it or not. The nuances and the details are there, whether we notice them or not, whether we take out the microscope or not. They're there. And boy, do they get excited when we notice them, and we go, ah, peekaboo, you know, or, oh, I found you, you were hiding, hide and seek. Wondrous place, ladies and gentlemen, wondrous place. And that begins with you. You are the wondrous place.
I know how you feel, because you feel the same way I feel towards you. Eugene, and I make songs up on the spot. I'm pretty good at two, because I know this because my mom said so. Watch, here's another one. I'm going to go, and you are my sunshine.
Wow, here we are in Union Station. There's a piano in the corner here. This person is just jamming out. Hashtag Union Station LA. No vocal or instrumental accompaniment or tip jars. Maximum limit of play, 20 minutes. Oh my God, there's a sign here that says step up and show us what you got. All players welcome. This is incredible. So 20 minutes, anyone can sit here and play. Does that sound phenomenal? That person is just rocking out. I love the fact that something like that exists. I hope to God they keep that in there. Oh my God. Every place deserves something like that. I remember one time they had something like that in front of a movie theater that I was walking past one time, and there's just a piano out there, and it was just out there for anybody to play at any time. And, oh God, how cool. All right, so, I'll talk to you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.